USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Half a dozen people are injured after a shooting on a school campus in Oakland, California. The shooting causing students on the campus to hide from the sound of gunfire. Several schools, including a high school, are on that campus. Police say six people were injured, three critically. Oakland's mayor saying all victims are over the age of 18. Oakland council member Lauren Taylor says it appears to have been an argument off campus that went on.
We have bullets flying in our schools. There is no denying we need to bring more resources to bear.
The school has been cleared and families reunited. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued three migrants from the hurricane-churned waters off Key West while 20 others remain missing after their boat sank Wednesday morning, officials said. Four migrants were able to swim to shore after the vessel went under, and three others were pulled from the water by Coast Guard crews 2 miles south of Boca Chica Key on Wednesday afternoon as Hurricane Ian pummeled the Florida coast, according to Chief Patrol Agent Walter N. Slozar, who leads the Border Patrol's Miami sector. Officials said that 20 others remain missing as Coast Guard crews continue their air search for survivors. We have news of a grisly mistake in Montana.
A Montana woman, 36-year-old Amber Rose Barnes of Martin City, shot and skinned a Siberian husky she mistook for a wolf on a hunting trip and then posted the gruesome pictures on Facebook. That didn't go well. One critic dubbed her the Montana dog butcher. Another called her a psychopath. Amber did apologize after learning of the mistake. She also claims the dog was aggressive and coming directly for her when she fired. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
President Joe Biden reached out to four Florida county officials Wednesday. Biden made calls to the mayors of Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Sarasota, and the chair of Charlotte County to let them know their communities have the full force of the federal government behind them as Hurricane Ian has made landfall in Florida, the White House said. The only mayor, Kevin Anderson of Fort Myers, picked up. Biden left messages explaining the same sentiment to the three officials who did not pick up his call. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned many of his residents early Wednesday that it is too late to flee the catastrophic wrath of Hurricane Ian. It's no longer possible to safely evacuate, DeSantis warned residents to the wide area around Charlotte County on Wednesday afternoon. It's time to hunker down and prepare for the storm, he stressed. His message was stay indoors.
There will be debris in the air and flooding powerful enough to move cars around, so please do not be outside during this storm.
Hours after making landfall, Hurricane Ian was still packing a 125-mile-an-hour punch as it moved slowly across southwest Florida. The storm moved ashore at Cayo Costa near Fort Myers. Home improvement expert Linda Lyday, who lives in St. Petersburg, says that the storm is pummeling her neighborhood. She lost power after a transformer blew.
The whole thing flashed. You know that green flash that happens with electricity? It went pop, white, green, and then it was done. We lost power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.